Hey, this is Josh Turum. I am the managing partner and owner at Hickey and Turum, a small firm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin that handles workers' compensation and personal injury matters. I specialize mainly on the workers' compensation side of things. And today I'm going to spend some time talking about directed care. This is a fairly a common question that we get, but it seems to be coming a bit more prevalent quite honestly, a bit more problematic for people as of late. Directed care, just to give a brief outline of what that really means, is that an injured worker will, after he or she sustains the injury, they will, by law, be required to report that injury to the employer. And there are instances where an employer or potentially the claims representative for the workers' compensation carrier will actually direct the injured worker to a specific medical facility for treatment. So directed care is either the employer or the workers' compensation insurance carrier saying, okay, sorry to hear about that injury, but you need to go here. This is our workers' compensation clinic, or this is our employer clinic that we send you to get checked out. Again, this is fairly common in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee area in Wisconsin. We have a facility by the name of Concentra or US Health Works. Tends to be an employer based facility that's where people will start their treatment as they've been directed by their employer to go to a Concentra facility, seek a drug test to make sure that there wasn't any sort of foul play or anything that caused the injury. And then ultimately, if they need ongoing care, these sorts of facilities will provide, some preliminary treatment such as physical therapy, some diagnostic testing, and so on. There's a real straightforward black and white answer to whether or not directed care is required, or more specifically, is an employer or a workers' comp carrier permitted in Wisconsin to require an injured worker to go to a certain facility for medical treatment? And the real clear black and white answer to that question is no. An injured worker in the state of Wisconsin has the right to seek treatment from their own medical facility, or quite honestly, seek treatment wherever they want. The only real limitation under our statute for treatment is multiple opinions. For an injured worker to get any opinion beyond a second opinion, they would require a referral from the first opinion or their second opinion to a then third opinion. So there's a referral required there. But there's no requirement under the Workers' Compensation Act to seek care at an employer-sponsored facility or a work comp carrier-sponsored facility. So if you get hurt at work and the employer says, oh no, you have to go here, this is the facility you need to go to, by law, that's not accurate. So that's kind of the real simple answer to the question. And I'm always amazed at the number of times I get that question, specifically because in my world, or my understanding of it, is actually quite simple. The answer is just no. You can go wherever you want, and in most instances, we recommend that people start at an urgent care facility if it's an urgent matter or an urgent fall or lifting injury or something like that. And then ultimately follow up with their primary care physician, who will then ultimately refer them to a specialist in the event that the condition requires it. So if it gets worse or it's just not getting any better, that kind of thing, the primary care physician can kind of direct from there. So that's more of the standard, at least in our world, or what we think should happen or will happen. But the reality is that there are many, many instances where an employer and carrier, when I say carrier, workers' compensation carrier, will try to direct the individual to certain facilities. So you may be asking the question, well, why would they want to do that? What would be the rationale behind that? The real answer to that question is because if they can direct the care and they're familiar with the facility that they are referring that individual to, they can kind of have a general idea, or even have, in some instances, control over that person's care, which, you know, is obviously problematic for many reasons, and, you know, arguably unethical too, just considering the fact that, you know, an individual has the right to seek their own medical treatment, their own medical care. But the reality is that, an insurance company, an employer, they're worried about costs, and understandably, they're worried about cost. But they want to direct people to certain facilities that they know are going to ideally get the injured worker in and out, and hopefully not a ton of treatment, hopefully not a lot of invasive or expensive treatment. Those are the kind of things they're trying to avoid. And so they'll direct them to facilities, him or her, they'll direct to a facility that they know, hey, you know, when I send it to this guy, you know, or this this woman, we know that, you know, they typically do about, you know, a couple of visits, maybe up to 10 physical therapy visits, and then everybody gets released. And you know, so the hope is that, you know, the next person that comes along, the same thing's going to happen. Again, that keeps the cost down for the insurance company, keeps the cost down for the employer, gets people back to work faster. And in theory, sounds great. You know, obviously, the goal of anybody and us as well is we want people to, if they do get hurt, if they unfortunately get hurt, that they're able to get the treatment they need and they're able to get back to work. That's everybody's goal. But when you start bringing costs into it, you know, a lot of injured workers will feel rushed. They'll feel that these directed care facilities will, you know, not sympathize with their situation a whole lot. They seem to be kind of in cahoots more or less with an employer. They'll sometimes even hear communications between the physical therapist or the doctor on site with the employer or with a safety director or something, and that can make them feel quite uncomfortable. And so these sorts of things can be really concerning for an injured worker. So, you know, again, there's all kinds of reasons why an employer or workers' comp carrier would want to direct the care in that respect, but they can't, or I should say they illegally can't. And that's something that's very important for people to know. The other reason why you see directed care sort of situations, and this is a reason that I actually do think had at least originally had some good basis for, and was, you know, at least originally had some good thought and it made sense, but now has kind of gone down this unfortunate bad route, was, you know, one of the things is these employers and carriers and nurse case managers, people that are involved in these cases and see them all the time, you know, they not only knew or thought they knew some of the good facilities and doctors that they could send to, but in some instances, and this can be even more important when it comes to medical treatment, they knew the bad ones. That was really, really important, and honestly still is very important. You know, unfortunately, there are some bad facilities out there. There are some people doing things that, you know, you wouldn't want done to you or anybody you know or love. And so, you know, some of the thought process was, well, look, here's three names. You can want any of these, but here's one that I'd highly recommend you don't go to. That can be just as beneficial. And so I think the original thought process behind that was fair and reasonable. Unfortunately, you know, as we sit here in 2024 and we're looking at, the thought process of, what happened, 100 years ago, let alone 50 years ago, 25 years ago. I don't think that's really what it is anymore. I think it's a fairly obvious that the employer and carrier are trying to send to these facilities that are going to get people in and out regardless of how significant or substantial the injury is. And it can be very, very damaging to the individual. It can be very damaging to their claim to obtain or receive a release when or receive a release, excuse me. When they're truly not ready to go back to work, it can result in re-injury, all kinds of problems that we see. And it really can all stem from, like I said, an employer or a carrier saying, look, you got to go here. In an injured worker's defense, especially if they haven't had an injury before or been through this process before, and there's some trust behind the employer or the insurance company rep, if they're nice and they seem like they're trying to help you, the fact that they give you some suggestions, especially if you don't know where to go or maybe you don't have a primary care physician, it seems like it's all good in theory. Unfortunately, though, we see this abused quite a bit, and you're sent to certain facilities where they kind of know what they're going to get and they're doing it purposefully. So, end of the day, if you want your own opinion, you want to seek treatment from your own doctor, you have every right to do so. And so it's important that you know that, and that you, quite honestly, that you do it. Get an independent, fair opinion, maybe someone who's familiar with you, who's treated you in the past, knows your history, knows your, maybe some prior issues that you've had or that you haven't had any prior issues. That can all be really beneficial for your records and your claim. So at the end of the day, we highly recommend people choose their own physician. They don't go down the road of an employer-sponsored facility or a workers' comp carrier-sponsored facility. They seek treatment with their own primary or specialist so they can get a real opinion and ideally get whatever's going on taken care of and fixed. The last thing I'll just talk about and how I think this is becoming a more prevalent issue or problem is in Wisconsin, we've seen a relatively big move, and I honestly don't know how this compares state to state, but in Wisconsin, I can tell you just in the 11 or 12 years that I've been doing this, there has been a huge shift from independents or independent facilities to hospital-based facilities. Virtually, the independents are really kind of hard to come by at this point in time. And I think this directed care concept is going to need to be revisited sooner than later if there comes a day where the independent world is more or less gone. We really are starting to see more often than not that, primaries at the big hospital system, they're referred to physical therapy at the big hospital system, pain management's at the big hospital system, the surgeons at the big hospital system. And you can either get lost in the shuffle or have all kinds of other problems. There once was a world that I was familiar with and I worked in, where there was a, there were true independents that, were looking at these cases and outside of big hospital systems, and this directed care issue, really wasn't as significant. I think now there's becoming this blend between the employer sponsored or work comp carrier sponsored facilities and just truly the hospital systems more or less kind of taking over the independents, and this blend or this mix between the two seems to be trending in the direction of an injured worker not having a whole lot of options. So Don't mean to sound bleak or paranoid or worried or anything, but at the same time, I do think that the reason we're seeing this question or getting this question more than maybe I got it, you know, a few years ago, is part of the reason is this switch or this seam switch, where the independents are really starting to disappear a little bit. So, again, real quick answer to your question, if you have it, you know, can my employer, can my workers' comp carry a direct care? Can they tell me where I have to treat? The answer to that 100% is no. You have every right to treat on your own. So, any other questions, feel free to reach out. And thank you for listening.